It has been a quiet and chilly Monday afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures today are running below seasonable levels. It was a quiet weather weekend across the area. There was a rather substantial snowstorm that missed us to the south. And the quiet weather theme basically continues for the next several days. So I don't see any major stormy weather in sight through at least Thursday. I can't rule out a few flurries or snow showers from time to time, but I'm not looking at any heavy accumulation of snow, at least for the next few days. There is the potential for some active weather coming up over the weekend. You're probably hearing about it already. And if you are perhaps on social media, you're hearing a bit about this storm potential for the weekend. And there's certainly the potential for a winter storm. But I just want to point out that this thing is still several days down the road. And at this point, there's no way to say with any specificity what's going to happen. So it's just something to keep in mind that there may be a winter weather event coming up over the weekend, but there's still plenty of time to watch it. And it's way, way too early to tell you exactly how that's going to play out. Closer to this time frame, we're talking about the cold easing up a little bit. It'll still be on the chilly side, but we're going to return to seasonable temperatures over the next day or so. Tonight's lows will be largely in the teens, and then tomorrow we'll be back up to around 30 or so, which is around average for this time of year. Now, the wind will not be that gusty tomorrow, so there's not going to be much of a wind chill. Now, it'll be a different story on Wednesday. The wind will become a little bit breezy at times as a cold front comes in, so highs will be in the 30s. It'll actually be a little bit warmer on Wednesday, but it may end up feeling a little bit colder because of that wind. There is the chance for a few snow showers as that front does come through on Wednesday. And after that, we will have another shot of cold weather on Thursday with highs only in the teens and 20s. Then a little disturbance comes into the area Thursday night into Friday morning. That'll bring the potential for a little round of light snow that could lead to some slippery spots for the Friday morning commute. Of course, we have plenty of time to watch that one as well. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, a low of 8 to 14. For tomorrow, variably cloudy, there is the chance for a few snow showers, mainly in the mountains, a high of 25 to 30. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy and seasonably cold, a low of 8 to 16. And for tomorrow, variably cloudy, a chance of snow showers, mainly in the mountains, a high of 25 to 30. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, mostly clear and seasonably cold, with lows in the teens. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit less cold, with a high around 35. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, for tonight, mostly clear and seasonably cold, a low of 10 to 15. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, not as cold as today, with a high around 30. Region-wide on Wednesday, variably cloudy, with a chance of snow showers, becoming breezy, with highs in the 30s, and on Thursday, mostly sunny and colder, with highs in the teens and 20s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.